At the beginning of time, there was a tree God made in paradise. A tree with forbidden fruits. It was put in the middle of the Garden of Eden to test man's love for God. Man failed the test when Adam and Eve chose to follow their own desires rather than God's. As they ate the fruit of that tree out of disobedience to God, they destroyed paradise and brought sin, sufferings, and death into the world. And so it was by a tree that man became cursed. But thanks be to God, that was not to be the final fate of man, because God does not want for man to die in sin. God sent his only Son, Jesus Christ, into the world. He allowed man to make a tree with nails and thorns. It was put on the hill of Calvary to test God's love for man. God then led his only Son, Jesus, to suffer like no man ever suffered, to become the shame of sin itself, though he was the purity of God, to be pierced to death by the nails and thorns of this tree. It was as if God was so sorry about the tree with forbidden fruits that he accepted this tree with nails and thorns for himself. And as Jesus suffered and died on the cross out of complete obedience to the Father, he reconciled man to God and brought salvation to the whole world. And so it was by another tree that man became whole. My brothers and sisters, we come together this night to marvel at God's love for us. We come to look upon the tree on which hung the Savior of the world. We come to give to God our sins, our sufferings, so he may nail them to the cross. Tonight, as you venerate the cross, the tree of Christ, say to him, Lord, I want to love you more. Amen.